Fellas, I want to share with you L'Kavod Shavuos, a beautiful Gemara that I like to share every year before Shavuos, and I think encapsulates what Shavuos is all about. And hopefully, after we finish this Gemara and just explain the Gemara a little bit, then we'll sing one more song. We'll cover this big day. The Gemara says very, very famously in Maseches Psachim, and Daf Samaches on the base. Bottom of the page, you want to see it inside. Rav Yosef, the Gemara says, "B'yoma de'atzarta, on the day of Atzeres, on Shavuos, Omar, he would say, to his Rebbetzin, he would say to those that were involved in the kitchen, Yosef didn't usually get involved in the menu, wasn't so into like what they served, but on Shavuos, he got involved. And he said, Avdi li igla tilsa, please make for me a very delicious, fine piece of meat. I don't want to eat regular this day. I want to have a special igla tilsa. Rashi says it's the choicest meat. Really, really delicious meat. And then he explained why. Amar. He said, Ilo hay yoma de kagarim. If it were not for this day of Shavuos, that was so impactful, that was so pivotal for me in my life, Kama Yosef Ika Bashuka. How many Yosefs would there be in the marketplace? In other words, instead of Yosef, today is day to celebrate. Why? Because Shavuos made me into who I am. Shavuos made me into who I am. And therefore, I have to celebrate. Let's have a special amount of food and drink. Let's celebrate properly on Shavuos. In fact, La'alacha, it says that even though of other Yomim Tovim, there's room to be lenient about what you eat and drink, on Shavuos you have to have the Gemara. The same Gemara a little bit earlier says, everyone agrees you have to have lachem, you have to have special food and drink for Shavuos. What does he mean? What does this mean? What happened to Rav Yosef that he's celebrating? The beautiful Rashi on this Gemara. All this whole Shavuos is just Gemara and Rashi. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Ilav Hayoma, if it wasn't for this day, listen to these words of Rashi. Shalamadati Torah, I learned Torah. Next word, Ve Nis Romamti. And I was elevated. And I was lifted up. I was brought to a higher place. If it wasn't for that, says Rashi, Hari Anashim Harbi Bishuk. There's many people in the street. Sheshman Yosef, who happened to be called Joe. Uma beini levena. What's the difference between me and them? My friends, Rashi is highlighting to us a very, very beautiful point. We have to realize what happened on Shavuos. What happens when a person learns Torah? Whether we realize it or not, whether we recognize it or not, whether we feel it or not, we are being elevated. We are being lifted up. We're being picked up off the ground a little bit. There's a gravity pull that pulls us down. And we have physical drives that pull us down. We have desires that weigh us down. And then we have something that's going against all those forces, which picks us up. We have Gemara, which picks us up. We have Rashi, which picks us up. We have Tosfos, which picks us up. We have a Ritva, we have a Ran, we have a Rush that pick us up. We have a Mishnah Berurah that picks us up. We have a Pnei Yeshua, we have a lot of the first that we've done that pick us up. My friends, looking around the room and you look around the yeshiva, and you look around the world and you see people that learn Torah and you see, whoa, is it really possible for a human being to reach such high levels? Is it really possible for a human being to be so sensitive, to be so refined, to be so thoughtful, to be so caring, to have such beautiful midos? There's only one way that I know of that could happen. It's not by reading Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Successful People. That's you could try that also. There's one way, and that is Lamadati Torah v'Nisro Mamti. Torah brings us up. Torah elevates us. Rav Yosef, when Shavuos came, he realized, you know what? Torah has made me into a different person. Learning Torah, living Torah, trying to align my mind and my mindset with what the Torah wants from me. Whenever I make decisions in life, saying, what does Hashem want from me now? What does the Torah ask of me now? What does Hashem will from me? When a person lives like that, they live a very different life. Not a life that's on the ground, not a life that's rooted in physical gashmias and desires and jealousy and all the things that weigh us down in this world. They live a life that's elevated. They live a life of romamus. They live a life of elevation, of exaltedness. This, my friends, is Shavuos. And this is a celebration worthy. And everyone in this room that looks into himself and sees where he was just a year ago, where he is right now, can sense a little bit, I think, of what this means. And the more we grow, and the more we learn, the more we develop ourselves, the more we realize how much Torah picks us up, how much Torah is our guide, how much Torah is that force in our life that elevates us, that picks us up, that says the Shuk is a nice place. The Gemara talks about the Shuk over here. The Shuk's a good place to hang out maybe a little bit to get some garinim. But like, there's so much more to life than being a marketplace person, being a person that's bogged down by physical. Who's this for? Who's Shavuos for? The answer is, my friends, Shavuos is for every one of us. Torah is a perfect match for every one of us. Every one of us davens all the time. The same Chalkeinu B'Torasecha. Each person has a unique chelik in Torah. My chelik is not your chelik, your chelik is not the next person's chelik. It's the same Torah, but we're different people. And each of us is here in this world to acquire our chelik in Torah. How close is it to us? It's very close to us. Kikaro ve'lecha, adavar ma'od, b'ficha v'vavcha la'asosa. It's very close. We're in the Beis Medrash. We're in Yeshiva. We have no responsibilities, nothing to worry about. Nothing. All we have to do is just open our sefer, open our hearts. Open our Gemara, open our hearts. Open our Chumash, open our hearts. Open our Mishnah Berurah, open our hearts. Open our Tanakh, open our hearts. It's right there. It's for the grabs. It's up for grabs. It's up for us. It's close to us. You should be Zocha. You should be Zocha in Ritz Hashem to find the strength to tap into the amazing koach that this yontif has. Maybe it's 3 in the morning on Shavuos night and we're tired and I'm up already for a few hours. It's way past my bedtime. And then we dig in for a little more strength. We realize that every word of Torah that we learn picks us up. Every word of Torah that we learn shapes our neshama. Every word of Torah that we learn makes us into a better person, a more elevated person. We should be Zocher Mitz Hashem to find our chelik in Torah, to go after our chelik in Torah, to have the Torah that we learn elevate us, to realize how close it is to us. And Mitz Hashem, to be Zocher to have a special, special Shavuos that will pick us up, not only on Shavuos night, but for the entire year and for our entire lives, Be'ezras Hashem.